Tonight and tomorrow night, Fox TV presents a 4-hour miniseries called Love and Betrayal, The Mia Farrow Story. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Before I say anything else about Love and Betrayal, The Mia Farrow Story, I want to make special mention of Cynthia Cherback, who wrote this miniseries. She also wrote Lucy and Desi Before the Laughter, which means that she can now lay claim to having written two of the very worst celebrity couple biographies in TV history. The Mia Farrow Story isn't the worst, not in a season that already has vomited up TV bios about O.J. and Nicole Simpson, Roseanne and Tom Arnold, and Madonna and her ego. But it's so superficial and so frightened of attracting lawsuits that it's more like a table of contents than a biography. And though it's called The Mia Farrow Story, this is really about Woody and Mia, because he gets almost as much attention as she does. And even in the 18 or so flashbacks spread over the show's 4 hours, almost all the focus is on Mia and her men. She catches her father having sex with another woman. Then, in later flashbacks, she's shown meeting, marrying, and being betrayed by Frank Sinatra and Andre Previn. And even though they get superficial treatment, nothing is as shallow as the dialogue served up by Cherback when Woody and Mia are sharing the screen. Some of it Cherback gets from old interviews and reconstructs his conversation. The rest, except for some verbatim trial transcripts, she pulls from a couple of recent biographies or simply makes up. You can trust me on how bad this dialogue is, but you don't have to. Just listen. Here's part of the scene in which Woody and Mia are out on their first lunch date.
I said I wouldn't want my daughters to do what I did.
Well, yeah, sure. Who could compete? You lost your virginity with Frank Sinatra.
I was always interested in older men. Mm-hmm. Maybe because my father died when I was 17. I don't know. You tell me.
What?
Well, you make movies about teenage girls being seduced by middle-aged men. What's been your experience?
My experience? Well, yeah, I'm very, I'm open-minded about sex. I'm not above reproach. I'm actually below reproach.
And here's a sample from a much later lunch date, after Mia has learned that Woody has had sex with her adopted daughter.
What you did with Sumi wasn't about sex. It was about writing.
Writing?
You slept with Sumi to see what would happen. I bet you were taking notes.
What, are you crazy?
You think it's a coincidence in Husbands and Wives that your character is obsessed with a college girl at the same time you're sleeping with one? And in both cases, I'm playing the wife. You're a neurotic menopausal elitist. How can you make shrewd social observations from the balcony of your penthouse? What can you see from up there besides doormen and pigeons?
And to think I've been paying for analysis all these years.
Oh. In the leading roles, Patsy Kensit and Dennis Boutsakaris are kind of like distant radio stations. Sometimes they lock onto their characters clearly, and you can imagine Woody and Mia. And other times they just sort of fade away. But really, the problem here is that the Mia Farrow story doesn't provide any consistency of character. In one scene, Mia looks like a lunatic. In another, she looks like a poor victim. Woody is actually painted more sympathetically, probably because Fox fears his lawyers more than hers. If the names Woody and Mia weren't attached to this project, it wouldn't make any dramatic sense, it wouldn't have sold the TV, and you wouldn't bother watching it. Take your own advice and skip Love and Betrayal, The Mia Farrow Story. It's such a smarmy and tacky miniseries, the Fox network ought to issue a 2-word public apology. Mea culpa.
David Bianculli writes about television for the New York Daily News.